Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the NBGP and Singhala joint meeting to discuss the cross-script variant on 29th of November. In the call, we have Champika, Harsha, Pavanaja, and Pitinan. So I will just give the background of this issue first, and then I will take over for NBGP and Singhala GP. So first of all, I don't know if you connect via the phone, maybe you don't see, but in the room, I'm sharing a document, which is the pair of the variant code points that we are going to discuss today. So basically, in Kannada and Sinhala, and Telugu and Sinhala proposal, we found some discrepancies which need to be discussed. There are three code points between Kannada and Sinhala, and three code points for Telugu and Sinhala. So in the call now, we have Pavanaja from Kannada, NBGP. So let's go to Kannada first. Basically, there are three code points defined in NBGP LTR, saying that the 0C82 are variants, and also 0C83 and 0D83 are variants. Also, the 0CB0, 0DBB are variants. So the first two is only the combining mark. So normally, if there is only the combining mark that look alike, but it cannot form a whole labels, we don't really need to define them as variants. But the question is the last one, 0CB0 and 0DBB, those are consonants. So normally we can have a consonant next to each other and form a labels. For example, you can have three character of 0DBB together. So when this come in, maybe all the similar one will be matter. So let me stop here first and maybe hear from both of you. So probably Kannada can give a reason of defining them as variants, and also Harsha can give the reason of they are not variants. So can I invite Pavanaja first to explain the methodologies for this? Yes, thank you.
Pavanaja here. I fully agree with whatever Pitinan has told so far. That combining mark, that is the Anuswara, which is actually just a combining mark, it doesn't have a standalone existence. And coming to the other one, that is a Kannada character Ra, and in Tel Ra, and they took Telugu, and also the Tumura. I forgot the, it's Yana or something in Telugu. In Tumura. It looks very much similar to me, based on the font used in the Unicode chart. I don't know, it sometimes depends on the font used, it can change also. I'm not really sure what are all the fonts available in Sinhala and how it looks different in each font. I have no idea. But as for the font used by the Unicode chart, it looks very similar to me. That is why we have listed it as a variant, and the Telugu people also have listed it as a variant. And I would like to hear from the Sinhala people their point of view. Please go ahead.
Yeah, we have checked different fonts. Now, if you look at the RA, 0CB, 0 especially Kannada, and 0C30, you can see there is a light horizontal mark. What we did was actually we changed the sizes of the fonts. We had something like we tried with the smaller variations. And our view is basically they don't look similar. They don't get, even when you sizes are changed, I mean, we saw that they don't look the same. That is why, and also in our case, in order to get a label, the way that you had to make a label is, you had to have two, at least minimum of two glyphs. That is, in the sense, the two characters for our this one. So, and especially the Kannada case, we realized that now Telugu has a slightly similarity, but Kannada, in the case that we thought, that is definitely not similar at all. For Telugu also, we have looked at it very carefully, and our view is actually the even this is not a the R looks like actually the one, the font that we have in Sinhala here is actually, it doesn't it is not the real R actually, because the way that it goes up. So anybody who a Sinhala the reader would know it is not it's not the R for Kannada definitely, but Telugu of course. Also the our team was of the view because of that there is a slight another line and because of that there is a one horizontal or there is a slanted one on the other side, so because of that we thought it was not a it mean not confused with our R. So that is the only way you can have a label is in your from the Telugu point of view and the Kannada point of view, you have to either have a two glyphs R together, or you have to have a, there are few other glyphs we saw, but those also for us actually didn't create a label in our view. So because of that's why we didn't want to sort of strict it. That's the reason. Over. So that's exactly our reasons are. Yeah, same goes to Telugu also. If you look at it very carefully, that you will see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there is no Telugu person now today.
Unfortunately, we cannot get the Telugu expert on the call today.
I think Champika Jer won't come into Jer, so there are because the Sinhala speakers definitely know the between the because the shape of it, it won't get that much of a they all we have looked at it. I think you were there, I can't remember that meeting. But we have looked at it, and especially so we had a lot of we changed the fonts, whatever the fonts that we had, Telugu, Kannada, different fonts, and we spent quite a bit of time on this. At that time we didn't say confusables, we said it's the variant. So we went, we actually had a fairly we spent a lot of time on that. In fact, changing font sizes and looking at it on the browsers and all of that. So what we didn't want to do was to actually restrict it. And because it doesn't make sense, I mean, because for us, our readers, and I'm sure that they will definitely will see the difference between these two glyphs. So that is our this thing, but I'm not sure about from the Kannada perspective and Telugu perspective. For us, it's not an issue.
Okay, now what we suggest? Remove it from the variant list?
My suggestion is actually, in fact, because by putting this one, I think it will restrict for labels to come up. And I think it doesn't, for my view, actually my personal view is, even the team's view at that time. In fact, I think we spent about, the last part actually we did with this, I think single generation plan, last thing to actually, because everything else had been done, the last thing and the last final decisions were made actually basically on the, is what we now call confusables. because that we had so many issues on the, especially some of the other ones. The, now the other two 0C, now if you look at our 0D82 and 0D83, of course those are the marks, so therefore I don't think that they will actually can create a label without another glyph. But here you can have especially 0 Ra, if you have a two labels, of course you can have, but to me, I think Shampik is also agreeing, I also don't see confusion with the single Ra. Yes, I think we, this is what we had been, we had a very fairly long discussion on this, and our view as a group, I think we had been very consistent on that. And they are not confused. But I think they are not confused. There is no confusion whatsoever to us. Okay.
Even Telugu, between Telugu and Simula, what is your point? Still the same argument?
Yeah, both. I think both arguments are in my case also both. I think Shampik is also agreeing with me. I think he was. Basically was there. I think both are, it's very obvious. I mean, because there is a slight slant, the one, the Kannada one, you have a horizontal line, and Telugu, there is a slight slanted to the left side. So definitely that doesn't look very much, you know, the unless that you change the font and make it, otherwise I don't see any change whatsoever. I don't think it's a confusable.
Yeah, I just put all the characters into Word document just now, and I checked, and but for me, Kannada and Simula, yeah, it looks not so exactly same, but Kannada, but between Telugu and Simula, it looks more similar, but Kannada is not so much similar. But when I reduce the font to a small size, say 10.8 point, then the difference is.
Yeah. By the way. Anyway, 8 point, I mean, in that case, actually, when you start actually making, because I have worked with Telugu, Malayalam, I'm sorry, Malayalam and Myanmar, in that case, actually, there are some similarities even when you make it smaller, because these are round, these are circular shaped, characters. And so our letters are circular shape and they look similar. If you make it smaller, I think something like, then in that case there are so many other characters also, then we may have to think of. My whole argument is that the about 8 is not a, I mean in terms of what I'm saying is normally it's about 11, 12, somewhere you can definitely see it. So our view is Kannada is definitely out. Telugu you have some argument, but still if you look at it very carefully, you will see there is a one on the left hand side, right to there is a longer slanted slant of line. Then you have a onto the right hand side there is a small line there also. So definitely it's not actually the. In fact, the Ra that you have depicted here in this particular document is not the real Ra. It's not the way that we actually put the Ra like this. And in fact, Champika knows, I think that's why Champika say yes. Definitely this, this definitely the, you can see the difference. That's my view. And I think Champika is also saying that we can, there's a Pathum Egodavatta who was the one who actually looked at this particular aspect. In fact, he brought. In fact, we have the document. We can release it to you. We did a long study on this. So, if you want, we can release that. Those I think even Pitinan has those documents, I believe, and we can release our. Notes on that.
Yeah, please do that. In the meantime, I was actually checking different Kannada fonts I have, but I don't have different Telugu and Sinhala fonts. And yeah, Kannada seems to be a little away, as you said. most of the time, Kannada, that what we call it as Kalekottu, that the top portion, it becomes more to the top, vertical, almost 90 degree, whereas your Simola goes to the most to the right, almost 120 degree or so. But Telugu and Simola, the right portion is almost same, but there is one extra small left portion in Telugu, which is not there in Kannada, not in Telugu, not in Simola also. But all based on the things I have. I don't have so many fonts for Telugu and Simola.
The thing is, in that case, actually, there is, in fact, 0C30, Telugu is similar to some other character than Ra, actually 0DBB. So my this thing is, in that case, if you make it smaller, it will confuse with so many other characters also, not only this one, because this slant of the one. Yeah. So my this thing is, actually I'm now trying to say is, I think we should not. In fact, one of the discussion that we had. Let me, that's exactly right, Champika, you are right. Because it will have a, not only that, it will get confused, there are so many characters. So anyway, when it becomes smaller, my argument is, Telugu and Myanmar, these characters look very similar. And when you have a very smaller, like 8 or, like a sizes like 8. So my view is, I think we should not make it a point to make it a confusable. Then what happens is it will definitely restrict this issue. So it will restrict the people to come up with labels. So I think let us not actually worry about this, because I don't think actually we should take it that these are some of the discussions we had, because we had to make sure also to make it secure also, but at the same time also we should give the people to come up with if they need to come up with a innovative and a kind of a creative labels. So if we try to restrict, what will happen is actually there can be some, that I don't know whether we will be hampering that, we will be impeding that. So those are the points that we were actually discussing about.
So, Pithiman, what was we discussed last time when in the meeting, if you want to change answer, what is the whole process will be delayed, right?
Yes and no. So let me just explain a few points first. First of all, if we have three categories of the sameness per se, and I think this is what NBGP has been followed, and also we share with Sinhala. I'm not very sure if Sinhala has the same definitions, but there are three categories, which is we do it as a traffic light, right? So the green ones means it's not confusable at all. People definitely can distinguish. And the second one is yellow, which is confusable, which means this is probably be confusable, but it's not put the restrictions. The level of putting restriction by the LGR is the variant. The variants mean identical or means exactly perceiving these two are the same. So that's the level of variant. And the way that this will go into the LGR, whatever code point defined as the variant, we put it into the normative part, which is the XML thing. So, for example, if somebody registered 000, the system should be able to return that this 000 look like some other 000 generated by other script. And this is done by the system, and that's the variant level. However, the second level for the confusable is not put any restrictions. It will be listed in the appendix just to be the reference point for other panel, which is the human eyes. So if you imagine this work will be used for top-level domain, when you register for a top-level domain, there are multiple panels. It's not an automatic process, right? So first of all, it will run the tool to check whatever the system can say yes or no, then it will just note that. But then they also have other panels like, is this the country or territory names? Is this the brand name? And also there is a panel called string similarity. So this one will look at this string and say, is there any similar to other existing one? And then they will use the code point listed in the appendix for confusable. But it's no hard procedure that this will be definitely refused or this will be definitely accept. It will be like go into other steps for resolving the conflicting string. So that's the use of confusable. So to Harsha's point that if you put something as confusable, it's not really restricted and it will be used only with that string similarity panels. So I just want to make that clear of what's the effect of it. And the other part is, for example, my view is I probably suggest this may be not variant level, but it should go to, it probably can go to the confusable level. But of course, if the two panels doesn't agree, it's also possible because when the proposal submitted to the integration panels, if integration panel see that probably this has to be defined, they will manage and adjust at the integration level as well. For example, right now, integration panel is looking for some case that which is the single stroke or the O shape. Probably it has to be defined across the board, including the Latin script area and also MBGP, because they have the circle shape, which is haven't been defined in the finished LGR before. But right now, the more script coming in, and we already have the .000 operating already in the current TLD. So basically, for all the cases, integration panel might say, okay, maybe we should add the O variant into all the scripts, and they will do that as well. So I'm just telling you that I think this case probably can be agreed as the confusable part, but if the two panels don't agree, it still can move forward as well. So you can capture that each community's view has been not been compromised per se, and we can still move on, and all this will be resolved at the integration level. So let me stop here first and see your view. Thank you.
Yeah. So my fundamental question was, see, the Kannada LGR has completed all the process of community feedback and everything, opinion. If we change the LGR now, the whole process will restart or what? That was my question.
Okay. I think it's still okay. So, for example, if we decide that if we decide that Kannada and Sinhala does not have any cross-script variants or confusion, it's still okay. I mean, we just edit the proposals one more time, and that will be sent to the IP. We don't have to go to the public comment again, because all this comment is publicly posted already, and we have the response in the NBGP wiki page, so we just have to make edits to the proposal, and then we can move on.
in that case, I am okay with removing it from variant and putting it as consistent. But I am okay with that for that raw CBE.
Okay, sure, that would work. And I think in Sinhala, the first two is already listed as confusable. The last one is not mentioned. So if it can mention as a confusable as well, it will be great. But if not, it's still okay as well. That's the input for you, Hasha.
Well, Titina, I'm very sorry. I think I can see, I don't know whether the now, in fact, Trump is saying that we are not sure for Kannada or Telugu readers whether this will be confusable. But in our view, view is that in that case we have an issue that in even to do that, then I have to get the rest of the committee to agree on that as confusable. Unfortunately, I think a majority of our view. Not the majority, everybody actually thought, I mean, these are not confusables, and especially Kannada is totally out. Telugu is the only candidate, but that also that our view had been, it's out. So it's, I don't think that we can just leave it as it is. If the integration panel feels that, because anyway, in that case, they have to do more. My view is, in that case, actually not only just there are so many others also, then you have to make it confusable in that sizes. So those are my views, and I think especially I think committee would also agree on with me. I think Champika would agree with me, I think, on that. So in that case, why don't we keep it as it is? So if the integration panel feels that they should be confusable, then in terms of that, then let us look at that way. But I don't think that these two cases actually are confusables Hello, it seems I lost Harsha's voice. Can others still can hear him?
I think I am lost. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pavanasa.
Yeah. In between, I did not hear.
Asha? Asha, we cannot hear you.
Who? I can hear.
Oh, Pavanasa, you can hear Asha?
I can hear you. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now through the computer? Hello.
Yes. Kavanaka, I still can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now? I'm talking from computer now.
Yes, still can hear. I think Hasha dropped off, so let's wait a little bit for him to come back.
Chanda Garu, Nimma Kariyannu hold maadidare. Dayavittu line nalliri. The subscriber has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line.
If you speak from the computer.
Lu nimma kariyannu hold maadidare. Dayavittu line nalliri. The subscriber has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. Chanda Garu, nimma kariyannu hold maadidare. Dayavittu line nalliri.
Hang up the phone. Okay, thank you. Okay, we're still waiting for Hasha to connect back. And now I see that we have Professor Rao, which is from Telugu, join the call. Professor Rao, can you try speaking? Just want to test the audio. And can you hear us? By the way, Pavanaja, if you are are okay to list all this as the confusable, maybe it's easier to move on, because the most important part is the normative part, which is defined as variance in the XML. If it's not, whether it's confusable or distinguishable is okay. So I think if you agree that all this can become confusable and be listed at the appendix, then we just edit that and then we can move forward.
Pitin, what did you say? Just I missed that front part of that statement. Did you say it again?
Hi, Professor Rao. Okay.
Yeah.
Happy
yeah,
to have
you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, all right. So we have Harsha, the Sinhala GP, Champika from Sinhala
okay.
member,
uh-huh.
and Pavanaja and you in the call. So
okay.
we have discussed quite a little bit on the pair, on this pair.
Okay.
And Harsha is now dropped off. We are waiting for him to connecting back. But in
okay.
conclusion, Harsha shared the view, as well as Champika in the chat, that for Sinhala, they don't recognize this last pair of Ra to
okay.
be any confusable or the same at all. So for them,
okay.
they don't see it as the variant and don't see it as confusable. Okay?
Okay.
And the inputs from Pavanaja's side is he suggests that if this be listed as confusable, it's acceptable to the Canada Eyes user.
Yes.
So that's where we are, and I'm suggesting that if we change from variant to confusable, then means the normative part, the XML part now is the same, which is easier to move on. So maybe that would
right.
be the good solution as well. So that's
yes.
that's pretty much where we are.
Sure.
And
okay.
I think we have Harsha back in the call.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, Harsha, you drop off in the middle of your...
Yeah, table. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Please. Yeah. Is it Champika? Or
yeah, I had a connection problem.
Yeah, this is Rao. Yes.
So, we lost...
go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, now the issue that we have been... Professor Rao?
Yes.
I'm Harsha, yes. I'm Harsha here, Professor Rao.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is actually that for us, Kannada is definitely out. The Telugu Ra, of course, there are slight, when it's a very, very small fonts. Very small fonts,
right?
So, in our view, actually, right stroke is similar, but there is also left slight stroke there, smaller stroke for the 0C30, and also that may confuse you. There are other characters also in when you are smaller. Now, if you
right.
look at if it is let's say 7, 8, it would be there are so many other ones, Professor Rao. So our view is actually these are, for us, it's not a confusable. So we had a long, we had actually deliberated up on that with the, actually looking at a variations. You know, we did a, in terms of all the Kannada, Telugu, Malayalam, and even Myanmar. Right? But
Myanmar.
My argument is if you are taking that as then you will, we will have so many other candidates in the Telugu as well as Myanmar. So therefore, I think for us it would be safer to actually drop this as a confusable, because that may actually restrict people
right.
to come up with the creative labels. So that is our idea. So that's why we have decided on that.
So earlier, I also proposed a few more this script items as confusable, or at least as variants, but because they are not so with reference to Kannada, so we have dropped them. So if you feel some of these things are still can be looked at, some of these variants, maybe we can just propose on individual basis, Telugu and Sinhalese. Hello?
My view, Professor Rao, is actually this is only what I'm trying to say is not that. What I'm trying to say is that at the level.
Okay. Not very clear. I'm not able to hear you.
Harsha, we cannot hear you again.
Yeah, now it's fine. Now it's fine. Okay. Hello?
And
yes.
Of 11 and 12 sizes, these two, they don't definitely. Yeah. What I'm hearing me now.
Seems okay now. Can you please continue?
Right. Can you? Okay. When you look at the sizes of 11, the Singalara, they don't look alike at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, but when you bring it down to like about 8, that is smaller than, let's say, small 8 and less, you will see other characters look the same from different scripts. So therefore, it's no point of actually looking at it right now because there are so many. So my view is actually we should not try to restrict. So because of that, because normally people will look at it. Therefore, my issue is I think we should not restrict. We should let it go like this, and so for our view, at the 11 point, 11 size of 11 points, Telugu Ra and Sinhala Ra, they are definitely different. They look very different. Our readers.
Hmm.
So that is because we did a very inexhaustible. I think we did so many months of actually looking at this with the different different sizes.
Even re also, re, with the ek matra.
Yeah, because re definitely has a, that pillar is, the whatever that we put it on, the like a cap kind of thing, doesn't look at all. Only way of, there is a confusing form is, with what you call halant. You know, there is a halant, you have, which when you put it in there. But that also, the one that is like a flag in ours. So that's a very, the re has no connection whatsoever. But the only one is r sound, which is definitely little slightly with the Telugu. But that also I don't think because that flag is much longer than the little one that's slanting onto the left side.
Right.
So those are the arguments that we have. Obviously, if you look at the re, you can see now a Champik had now typed it. You can see that that comes a little bit rather than.
You have discussed these things. Yes, there is some sort of you don't drop that the head stroke. Just you put that E matra on the head stroke, but we drop that head stroke and put the E matra, so slightly there is a difference still. People can recognize it as distinct things. Yes. Okay. Other things.
So those are our arguments. So that is why we, because we thought of being a little bit more on the to sort of actually come up with a good creative labels. Now, if we start on restricting in the first like the filtering process, it will take longer. So my view is I don't think they look the same. In our view is they're the same.
So this is also
in fact,
very close. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at this one. B,
yeah,
I
yeah.
This one?
There are.
B. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that one, but you see, in order to create a label, you have to double this.
Right.
So in a label, you have to have two gifts. So you have to double it.
Yes.
But obviously, when you look at that, so my view is, when you make it, you know, like 11, now this, you can if you make it,
maybe at a later date, probably you can. Hello?
Hello, I am not able to hear.
So for us, actually, it has to be the menu. What is this? Professor Rao? Professor Rao, can you hear me?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What is that sound? What is that sound?
Huh.
What is that sound, Professor Rao?
This is a...
What is the sound?
D or... Yeah. Okay, what is this sound?
This is D.
The same thing. Yeah, B. Okay, let me...
D.
Huh. Is it B?
No, this is B.
Yes.
B, that's right.
Right. Okay.
But these, I think we should not bother about this very much. I think I don't see that much of an issue right now. So it won't give any... comprehensive the meaningful labels. Only thing is that you have to double this. So you put DD together, DD, then that may
minus
will have...
diacritic. Right.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not very in favor of restricting because of that. Now, then you have enough candidates, I think, to do that, in my view.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, then in that case we will let it go now. We will not put it as a kind of confusable kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I think we just leave it like this.
Yes. Sure then.
Thank you, Professor.
Can I communicate to you by email or something?
Yeah. Do you have my email address? I will now just type it.
No, I don't have. Can you write it over here?
Right. Yes, can you see me now?
Yeah.
That's my email address.
Oh,
okay.
Vijayavardhana@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes. Vijayavardhana. That's my last name, the way it types in English. If you send me an email, I will respond to you, Professor Rao.
Yes. Sure, this is one.
Professor Rao, when you send an email, please put me also into CC. I am typing my email. Professor Vijayavardhana.
This is your number, Professor Rao.
Huh?
The what you have is the phone number. What is the number that you have typed over here?
9-8.
Is that the phone number?
Yeah, this is my phone number.
All right, great. I'll keep it. Why don't you send me an email? I will definitely respond to you.
Okay then. Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Thank you, Professor Rao. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So
hello, Pithinan. For the time being, what we thought is actually this is not to be classified as a confusable item with reference to
Ra.
Okay, so we will let it go for this time. We don't really keep it anymore and no further discussions on this one. I think we should call it off now. Okay?
Can I just check? Yes, can I just check for the clarity? So for the first two, would you also want to drop it? Altogether or move it to confusable?
Okay. What did you say?
For the first two, the Anusara and I cannot remember.
Visarga.
Yeah.
they are configurable.
Both will be producible. Okay, sure. It will be the same as the color for both.
Yeah, but only since they are diacritics, now of course the entire thing
needs
to be just dropped, not any more variants. Yeah.
All right. And Pavananda, right. Would this be the same for Canada?
Yes.
Okay, I'm okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. So I'll conclude the summary of the call to everybody.
Right.
Thank you for joining the call.
Thank you, Pranajat.
Thank you,
Harshan. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Pranajat.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.